Welcome back to the Solutionomics Podcast, the podcast focused on delivering real news and, importantly, insights into the events shaping the nation's economy, our financial markets, monetary policy, and most importantly, what it all means for you. I'm Chris Mackey. Thank you for joining me. Today's topic is the stock market and the question everyone should be asking: are record stock prices on firm ground or soon to be grounded? In his seminal book, The Intelligent Investor, famed investor Benjamin Graham introduced readers to a fictional stock buyer meant to represent the market. He called this fictional buyer Mr. Market. Graham importantly noted that often Mr. Market lets his emotions run away with him, assigning values to stocks that are, to quote him, a little short of silly. Well, today, Mr. Market is acting silly again, with stock market valuations increasing when the jobs report is weak and decreasing when the jobs report is strong. Why is this? Because Mr. Market is focused on what it means for the likelihood of an interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve, as opposed to what the reports mean for future economic and earnings growth. Now, Mr. Market is extremely dependent on Mr. Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Wise investors would do well to heed this dependence and what it signals, because to do anything else would be, well, silly. In assessing whether today's record valuations are on firm ground, it is important to understand why Mr. Market is so dependent on Chairman Powell. First, because the economy, the primary driver of corporate earnings, is slowing, especially globally. As an example, second quarter growth in the United States gross domestic product will likely be less than 2%, a significant slowing from the first quarter. Meanwhile, we're seeing slowing in Japan, China, and Europe, significant economies. Second, trade policy uncertainty is taking a toll on business confidence. This is negatively impacting business activity, which is key, as tariff threats issued via Twitter have kept businesses on edge. Third, the benefits of last year's tax cuts and increased government spending are waning. While 2018 experienced the equivalent of an economic sugar high from the tax cut and government spending, now in 2019, the economy is coming down from this sugar high. Fourth, the tax cut-related boost in stock buybacks is likely going to be difficult to repeat, as additional tax cuts are unlikely for the foreseeable future, given the current split in Congress between Republicans and Democrats. So after reviewing the economic and policy environment, it is not difficult to understand why Mr. Market has become so dependent on Mr. Powell and Fed rate cuts. The economy is slowing, stock buybacks are likely to moderate, and trade policy remains a wild card. However, what is difficult to understand and what is most important to consider is that Mr. Market is overlooking the fact that equity markets are not on firm ground, instead continuing to set new records. Now, don't get me wrong. If the Fed cuts rates the end of July, Mr. Market will be happy and values will likely increase further. However, Mr. Market will still wake up the next morning and be confronted with the realities of moderating economic growth and all the factors we reviewed. When that happens, will Mr. Market be able to depend on Mr. Powell for another rate cut? Here's the catch. Even if he is, if the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates again, that means the economy is on weaker ground, and in the end, Mr. Market will not be able to ignore this, especially in the face of declining earnings. Mr. Market can fool some of the people some of the time, but he cannot fool all of the people all of the time. The question is, which will you be?